Monday, the 20th of August. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Training Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. If you haven't been there in a while, you should pay a visit. I spent the whole weekend working on the website. May not look like there was a lot of work done to the website, but there was a lot of work done to the website. With the thermometer soaring above 108 degrees on a consistent basis, I've actually had it with the hot weather. It always happens around August and September. People who live in the Valley of the Sun, this is the time of the year where it's like, okay, we've had enough of this. This is not fun anymore. And so residing in the comfort of air conditioning and completely bored, I decided to fiddle around with the website. And there may be a few little glitches here or there, but nevertheless, there's a lot of stuff up there now. Some of the stories you will find we will get to in this hour, but first, let's see what happened in that wonderful world of Wall Street today. You could tell that the traders were lethargic after last week's hammering. They tended to be very mellow today, although the news wasn't mellow. Prices were all over the place. Started off the morning on the plus side, then went negative, and ended on the plus side. Dow closed up 42 points at 13,121. NASDAQ up 3.5 points at 2,508. S&P 500 losing 39 basis points to end the day at 1,445. After the markets closed today, Capital One Financial Corp said it will cut 1,900 jobs and shut down its wholesale mortgage banking business. When we return, we'll have the rest of the day.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line. I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Stretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. This sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. This sadness.
Welcome back to the flip side. James Blunt, Bravery. A lot of people ask me about that song. Which, very interestingly, New York Times had a op-ed piece over the weekend, a couple of grunts writing about the true state of affairs in Iraq, about 180 degrees from everything you've been told by this administration. Anyway, outside of that, besides Wall Street being, excuse-moi, a little lethargic today, so is the host a little lethargic. Due to the weather, no doubt. In the metals complex today, gold was off 80 cents in New York, closed at $657. Very small trading range in gold today. It was bouncing in and out of positive territory most of the day. And gold had a low of 653, high of 661. Silver, likewise, bouncing all over the place, ended up closing down 2 cents at 11.75. Silver had quite a wide trading range today, had a low of 11.66 and a high of 12.01. Platinum up $18 at 1,248. Palladium up $1 at 331. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $1.50. at $658.50, silver up a nickel at $11.81, platinum off $2 at $1,248. There were sighs of relief in the crude oil pits today, as Dean looks like it's headed for Mexico, as opposed to the Gulf. Crude oil closed down 22 cents a barrel to end the day at $70.90. And the expensive gas in the Valley of the Sun, where the white elite people live, $2.89. U.S. dollar index holding on barely, up 2 basis points today, closed at 81.38. Remember that there is a lot of people getting very nervous whenever the dollar starts heading towards the 80 level. And as we speculated before, the Fed is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Do they raise interest rates to protect the dollar, or do they lower interest rates to save the economy? Well, I guess the writing is now on the wall. The Fed has abandoned any thought preserving the dollar supremacy. Rather now, rate cuts are on the table. And it's just a matter of how big a rate cut is going to be needed to starve off a financial implosion. And we're not kidding. We'll run down all the people that are ringing the bell of doom and gloom today. No economic or major economic news due out tomorrow, but I'm sure there will be a plethora of other bad news stories. Here's one. It's always fun when this stuff starts. It's like, what was it today? What was it today? The lawyers are back at it. Lawyers will ultimately kill America. Class action lawsuit has been filed against Mattel by a group of attorneys who want Mattel to pay for all the medical costs for all the little children that are suffering from lead poisoning from sucking on Chinese-made toys. Didn't take them long. And the lawyers, the litigious lawyers in the securities business are salivating at the slew of business that's going to come their way as we now start suing everybody because people made bad decisions. This always amazes me. There was a story about an old lady who refinanced her house 5 times because she thought her house had become an ATM machine. Whenever she needed money, she refinanced the house. They are now suing the mortgage broker, saying he took advantage of this poor old lady. The mortgage broker's comments were, I refinanced her house once. And she used to call every 6 months wanting to refinance her house. I never called her. She called me. What's he to do? He's a mortgage broker. Lady calls up. I want to refinance my house. What's he supposed to do? Sit down and analyze her financial position? Anyway, the Securities and Exchange Commission today accused Northbrook-based Centennial Management Group of massive and ongoing fraud and misappropriation of clients' assets, saying the collapsed cash management firm used its customer securities to obtain loans of up to $500 million. Centennial's fraudulent conduct has placed its clients at risk of serious an EPRA, what's that? Irreparable loss. Yes, I am lethargic today. Can hardly speak English. Sorry about that. The SEC said Centennial transferred at least $480 million of its clients' assets into the company's in-house trading account without disclosing that to anyone in a period of at least several months prior to its financial troubles becoming public last week. So the question is, how long have these people known about this problem in the mortgage business? I submit to you, and over the weekend, and in large part, the reason why I updated the website, I went looking for the stories previously published on RepublicTradingGroup.net to see how far back we were reporting about the impending mortgage crisis. I found stories as far back as 18 months ago when people were starting to question the thought processes of allowing people with no credit, no history of credit, getting mortgages where they didn't have to prove income. And 18 months ago, people were talking about the insanity of this and comparing it to the savings and loan debacle of the late 80s and 90s. And that's exactly what we have here. Tomorrow, Senator Dodd, trying to get some sort of traction in his failing campaign to become president, is meeting with Ben Bernanke and other high-level government officials to discuss a bailout for the poor, strapped mortgage folks out there. Senator Dodd reiterated that in a in a single block of housing in a big city in America, if one house goes into foreclosure, all the houses in the area suffer an immediate $5,000 decline in property values. Which may be true, may be exaggerated, who am I to tell? The bottom line is, the lawyers have now been tasked to find out the new boogeyman. Now, this boogeyman's a serious boogeyman. This is not like the fictitious Al-Qaeda boogeyman. This is real. You know, terrorism, look, your chances of getting struck by a terrorist are about as good as not only getting struck by lightning twice on the same day at the same time, but also winning a lottery. That's your chances of getting hit by a terrorist. You stand a better chance of dying by visiting your local emergency room hospital, picking up a disease, who knows what it is, than being attacked by a terrorist. This boogeyman is going to touch everybody. Nobody's going to escape this boogeyman. This boogeyman is going to be felt by all of us. We're already feeling it in indirect ways. Gallon of milk now costs more than a gallon of gasoline. Gallon of milk now $3.80. Imagine if we were paying $3.80 for a gallon of gas. Now, granted, I don't use as much milk as I do gas, but that's neither here nor there. Eggs are up 16%. And they tell us the inflation is 2% and under control. Okay. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Change. Well, you don't have to wait too much longer. It's happening right before your very eyes. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. We got Don from Ohio. Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Yeah, I can't complain for a Monday.
I listened to you guys on Tuesday, and you were talking about getting credit cards to where you can basically only have to pay like 50% of it and get rid of your interest rate. And I really didn't understand how you do that. Could you go over that a little bit?
Way above my pay grade on that one, brother.
Okay. I did hear you guys talking about it, but
I guess
I don't think it was the other thing.
Yeah, that was that's somebody that John has on his show.
No, you were on that show too. That was Tuesday.
I was.
Yeah, with Chapman. On there.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Maybe you could find out a little bit about it or something like that. Maybe bring it up on another show or something.
Well, Bubba will be here tomorrow. We're going to ask him tomorrow.
That's true. Okay, hey, have a good night.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
I don't always pay attention. Well, who knows? Back to the troubles. Countrywide seeking to assure bank customers. Now, you've got to understand this whole thing with Countrywide, okay, now Capital One, and Centennial. These are companies where people invested their money or, in some instances, just parked cash in these institutions. One of the problems that developed with Centennial was last week on August the 13th. It told its clients it would no longer honor their requests for redemptions. A fancy word. It means run on the banks. People demanding money. I want my money. Can't have it. Why not? We spent it. So in effect, what it did was it froze all the accounts. And many of Centennial's customers are futures brokers who must have immediate access to funds at all times, as well as hedge funds and well-to-do investors and others. This is, you want to talk about domino effect? You're talking about a domino effect of epic proportion that nobody has a clue how it's going to turn out. Some people have a clue. Various smart, studious investment guys are referring to this in all kinds of terms, like, where's Waldo? In other words, Waldo is the other shoe that's going to drop at any given time on any given day. You can see the nervousness if you watch CNBC for any length of time in the early morning trading pits. There's levels of anxiety that I can detect through the television screen. These people are beside themselves. Today, you talk about nervousness. And I said, lethargy. But I don't know if these people were too that lethargic. Otherwise, they were just trapped in fear. And Centennial is just one of many. You've got Countrywide, and this is the amazing thing. I didn't see any reports on this on any mainstream media. You know, for instance, like showing, you know, they're always there for the car chase, and they're always there for the rescue. But yet this big deal, there was not a single news camera standing outside the bank at Countrywide, where there were hundreds, if not thousands of people gathered waiting for the doors to open. Because they don't show you that, because think who runs the mainstream media. It's the same corporate interests. The last thing they want to do is start a panic. As a matter of fact, they could even argue that the reason they don't show this on television, people standing outside of banks, is because it's a national security issue. The financial well-being of the United States is at stake. You can't show these people standing outside in front of a bank demanding their money. And it's this, most people out there, the large majority of the unwashed, saying, well, the only people that are getting hurt are the little people. Yeah? Now, think again about the little people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back to the flip side. One of the stories you'll find on the website, someone asked me to repeat the website. There's two addresses you can use, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. One of the stories you'll find is by William Gross. Before we get into that story, let me tell you who William Gross is. He's a financial manager and he's an investment author. He, according to Forbes 400, last year was the 322nd richest person in America with a net worth of $1.2 billion. His annual retention bonuses amounts to some guaranteed $40 million. It is unknown what his salary is or what incentives and bonuses he gets. But he spends his money wisely. He's a stamp collector. And he is only the second person to form a complete collection of the 19th century United States postage stamps. And in October in 2005, he paid $2.97 million for a 1918 24-cent U.S. airmail stamp known as the Inverted Jenny. Now you know a little bit about Mr. Gross. He has an article that appeared on in Fortune magazine entitled Tough Love on Wall Street. And if Bill Gross can't explain to you what's going on, I certainly cannot. So let's learn from Mr. Gross, shall we? He says, during times of market turmoil, it helps to simplify and talk basics, explain things to the public and even yourself in terms of what can easily be understood. Goodness knows it's not a piece of cake for anyone over 40 these days to understand the maze of financial structures that now appears to be unwinding. They were created by youthful financial engineers trained to exploit cheap money and leverage, who showed no fear and who have, until the past few weeks, never known the sting of the market's lash. When I read that this morning, I said to myself, that's what I said last week. These 20-somethings, these young gunslinging brokers, recent graduates from the Ivy League colleges of America, who came up with computer models designed to thwart the system. And the reason why everybody can't figure out what a derivative is worth is because it is so complex. These wizards of complexity, Mr. Gross says, I, however, having just turned 63, am a professor of simplicity, so forgive the perhaps unsophisticated explanation that follows of the way the subprime crisis swiftly crossed the borders of mortgage finance to infect the global capital markets. When Citigroup's Chuck Prince and the Fed's Ben Bernanke, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, and a host of other sophisticates should have known is that the bond and stock market problem is the same one puzzle players confront during a game of Where's Waldo? Waldo, in this case, being the bad loans and defaulting subprime paper of the U.S. mortgage market. While market analysts can estimate how many Waldos might actually show their face over the next few years, $100 billion, $200 billion worth is a reasonable estimate, no one knows where they are all hidden. First believed to be confined to Bear Stearns hedge funds and their proxies, Waldos have been popping up with regularity and seemingly staid institutions such as German and French banks, and that has necessitated state-sanctioned bailouts reminiscent of the long-term capital management crisis of 1998. IKB, a German bank, and BNP Paribas, its French counterpart, encountered subprime meltdowns on either their own balance sheets or investments funds sponsored by them. Their combined assets totaled billions, although their Waldos have yet to be computed or even found. Those looking for clues to the extent of the spreading fungus should understand that there really is no comprehensive data to allow anyone to know how many subprimes actually rest in individual institutional portfolios. I said to you, Bill Gross is just saying what I said. People out there have no idea where their money is or where it's invested. People invested in mutual funds who get their quarterly statements, or twice a year they get statements. Let me tell you something. When those statements arrive in your mailbox, you don't want to look at them. It's not going to be good news. We continue with Bill Gross. Regulators have been absent from the game, and information release has been left in the hands of individual institutions, some of which have compounded the uncertainty with comments about volatile market conditions unequal during the lifetime of their careers. And many institutions, including pension funds and insurance companies, argue that accounting rules allow them to mark subprime derivatives at cost. Default exposures, therefore, can hibernate for many months before its true value is revealed to investors and, importantly, to other lenders. The significance of proper disclosure is, in effect, the key to the current crisis. Financial institutions lend trillions of dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to and among one another. In the U.S., for instance, the Fed lends to banks which lend to prime brokers such as Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, which lend to hedge funds, and so on. The food chain in this case is not one of predatory feasting on prey, but a symbiotic credit extension, always for profit, but never without trust and belief that their money will be repaid upon contractual demand. Hence the term redemption. When no one knows where and how many Waldos there are, the trust breaks down. and money is figuratively stuffed in Wall Street and London mattresses as opposed to extended into the increasingly desperate hands of hedge funds and similar leveraged financial vehicles. These structures, in turn, are experiencing runs from depositors and lenders exposed to asset price declines of unexpected proportions. In such an environment, markets become incredibly volatile as more and more financial institutions reach their risk limits at the same time. Waldo morphs and becomes a man with a thousand faces. All assets, with the exception of U.S. treasuries, look suspiciously like one another. They are all Waldos now. The past few weeks have exposed a giant crack in modern financial architecture, created by youthful wizards and endorsed for its diversity by central bankers present and past. And while the newborn derivatives may hedge individual, institutional, and sector risk, they cannot eliminate the Waldos. In fact, the inherent leverage that accompanies derivatives creation may foster systematic risk when information is unavailable or delayed in its release. Nothing within the current marketplace allows for the hedging of liquidity risk, and that is the problem at the moment. Only the central banks can solve this puzzle with their own liquidity infusions and perhaps a series of rate cuts. Since this crisis erupted, my friends, the United States Federal Reserve has pumped in $120,000 million into the banking system. Has that stopped redemptions? Ha, ha, ha. I don't think so. Where's this money gone? It is not only the 120, which, by the way, they injected another, who knows how much today, I think the figure was $7 billion. You have Japanese central banks infusing large amounts of capital. You have every major Western government infusing large amounts of capital into the system. We are no longer concerning ourselves with protecting the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. It's all for the lifeboats because they know there's a bunch of Waldos coming down the road. And each one is going to be worse than the previous one. And now we start that quaint ritual of figuring out who to blame. Who to blame? Let's see. We could blame the lawyers, but that's easy. That would be too easy. We could blame greedy capitalists. That'd be easy, too. You know who's to blame? Go into your bathroom. Take a look in the mirror. We are all to blame. We created this mess. We are a materialistic society. We want instant gratification. Gone are the days of prudence and savings. And if you want something bad enough, you scrimp and you save until you have the cash to buy it. And you know the funny thing when you do stuff like that? You actually appreciate what you bought a lot more than if you just simply sign a credit card slip. Yes, we've all been guilty of this. We are have only ourselves to blame. We all want to be like the Joneses next door. We all want to drive a shiny new car. We all want to live in a bigger house than we already live in, to impress our friends and colleagues about how great we are, because we value our worth in life by how much stuff we have. You know, there's a funny bit, you can find it on the internet. George Carlin does a whole monologue on stuff. And how we hoard our stuff. And then we have so much stuff, then we got to find some place to stash our stuff because we worried that somebody's going to steal our stuff. And so we spend our lives accumulating the stuff and stashing the stuff for what? We have our priorities all upside down. This is the reason why we are witnessing. This is big. This is, I don't even want to go into the 1929 thing. Because this is going to dwarf 1929. This is going to cause people, this is going to increase the suicide rate. Because people can't even deal with this reality. They'd rather jump off a building. I mean, think about these brokers who have their whole life invested in one of these companies. They need the capital in order to run their business, and then they go to make a transfer so they can take care of a trading obligation, only to find out, sorry, we're not accepting redemptions today. It's a domino effect. Shutting off the credit window there causes him to cause a problem, which causes someone else a serious problem, which causes someone else a serious problem. The world is on a margin call right now. The world has been handed a margin call of epic proportion. And a lot of people are just in denial about it. Ambrose Evans Pritchard from the London Telegraph says Switzerland's top banker has warned of massive losses from the unfolding credit crisis, describing the collapse in U.S. lending standards as unbelievable. Jean-Pierre Roth, president of the Swiss National Bank, said market turmoil was far from over as tremors from the subprime debacle continued to rock the world. We certainly not at the end of the story. There are question marks surrounding the development of the American economy. He said something unbelievable happened. People who had neither income nor capital got credit with very attractive conditions. And now reality is striking back. 18 months ago, we were going, what? What? I had a... divorce, separated, one leg, unemployed, no car, no job, no future. Come on down. We can put you in a $200,000 home. And if you don't have the down payment, don't worry about it. We don't have a down payment. As a matter of fact, we'll even give you $5,000 just for signing on the dotted line. And this was advertised on national television. I'm watching this, I'm going, never lost, and I mean, it was, when are the adults going to show up? And the adults, unfortunately, never showed up. As William Kay says, it's too late to panic and too soon to cheer. Ah, yes. Even Ben Bernanke thinks that the economy is going to hit a brick wall. No kidding, Ben. And you know that the printing press in Washington, D.C. has the capability of producing, just think about this number, 400 million notes every day. That's what the U.S. Federal Reserve gets on a day. They got, I watched the series. They got a warehouse the size of a football field with banknotes stacked three stories high. And two-thirds of it ends up outside the United States of America.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep.
Going to be testing going through hell theory pretty soon. London Times is reporting London insurers face the prospect of claims worth hundreds of millions of pounds arising from the subprime mortgage debacle in the United States as class action lawsuits begin to pour into American courts. At least 10 claims have been lodged against mortgage providers in the U.S., claiming that the banks hid from shareholders the true risks posed by the home loans that they had sold to people with bad credit histories. You see? They've got a case. These people that were sold, these deadbeats, can turn around and sue the mortgage company saying, you knew my position, you knew I was a deadbeat, why did you sell me the mortgage? Oh, it's going to get ugly. Well, you got a front row seat. You get to watch it all unfold before your very eyes. I hope and pray listeners to the show have done their due diligence and protected some of their assets before they turn into zeros. And this is not hype, and I'm not even going to tell you to buy gold from me. We'll do that tomorrow with Bob Chapman. We'll get Bob Chapman's take on this. It could be an interesting show tomorrow. If everything turns out as I expect it will, it'll be a barn burner tomorrow with Bob Chapman. But as I said at the beginning, this is the boogeyman. You can see why, and America has been diverted by this Al-Qaeda boogeyman. And here's the real boogeyman. This is a boogeyman that's under your bed, in your bedroom, as we speak. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.